Welcome to Turtle Beach. The landscape provides an excellent example of how these wetlands are separated from the river by firm, dry ground. The banks rise up, then the ground becomes flat and low, allowing water to pool and become wetlands before rising up again as you get further from the river. River floodplains are the flatlands along the river bottom that are naturally subject to the periodic flooding by the river. In front of you is an example of a floodplain, a low-rolling landscape with fertile soil bordered by higher hills, some very steep. Historic structures can be seen through the trees along Old Mine Road. The beach is in front of you about 40 yards away down the sloping grass. Turtle Beach is small, only about 100 feet long. Maturing young oak, beech, and other native tree species and brush grow along the riverbank with the wetlands and around the picnic area. This 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel offers an artist's full-color illustration of a section of the Delaware River Valley at non-flood water level. Lines indicating 100 and 500-year flood water levels are drawn along the banks. The location of Turtle Beach is also shown in the illustration. The text in the upper right of the panel reads,
"Flourishing with floods. A river is more than the water between its banks. It also includes a floodplain. The floodplain is the low flat area on both sides of the river. Rivers slowly meander within their floodplains, constantly carving new paths. Flooding along streams and rivers is a natural function. After spring snowmelt or a big rain, river water sometimes overflows into the floodplain. These floods are a healthy part of the river's life cycle. Floods deposit sediment onto floodplains, protecting stream habitats and maintaining the river's flow. Construction of roads, parking lots, and buildings raises flood levels by preventing water from absorbing into the ground. Undeveloped floodplains protect wetlands, store extra water, slow it down, and keep flood levels low."
Below the main text, the panel includes information on how flood levels are identified. It explains,
"What does 100-year flood mean? It means that a flood of this magnitude has a 1% or 1/100th chance of occurring each year. The size of a flood is measured by its likelihood to occur. Smaller floods, like a 10-year flood, happen more frequently. Larger floods, like a 100-year flood, occur less often. Every year there is a 10% chance of a 10-year flood occurring, 1/10, a 1% chance of a 100-year flood, 1/100, and a 0.2% chance of a 500-year flood, 1/500. In any year, a flood of any size could occur. In fact, 100-year floods occurred in 2004, 2005, and 2006.
A small inset picture shows how close floodwaters have come to structures. It is captioned,
"Hurricane Irene flooded Turtle Beach in 2011.
In the lower left corner, text explains,
"Over eons, periodic flooding created the fertile farmland you observe along the Delaware River. Receding floodwaters left fields covered with nutrient-rich topsoil.